Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives Blog Talk Radio Show. We'll be discussing this past week's show, but before we do that, we want to remind everybody to check out our blog on divaofdoul.com and also on Twitter, Diva of Doul, and also on Facebook. We have a Diva Days of Our Lives page, and Carrie Messner has a fan page, and we're also on iTunes. And check out all our interviews and all our shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And I think we have Anna here tonight.
Hello.
Open out. Hi. Hello. And where can we find you? On Twitter?
I'm at Kazi Hooch.
And I'm at Mama Hooch on Twitter. Yes. And our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And you can also follow at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Kilt Trip USA, which is Ian Buchanan. And Carrie is the Diva of Doul, and she's also on Twitter. And we got good news on Friday, or Thursday, Friday.
Yay.
The Days is renewed for another year.
Yay.
Kind of down
to
the wire there.
It's
kind of late this year. Yeah, the diva can live another year. So I don't know what I'd do if it wasn't on anymore. I don't know what I'd do.
I know.
That's my, like,
that would be awful.
That's like my getaway from, like, the real world. You know, I come home and
I know.
You know, I have it taped and I come home and I watch it, or I watch it online.
We get to stress over other people's problems.
Yeah, and boy, I'm telling you. It's been wild and crazy on Days this week. A lot of crazy stuff.
I know.
Going on.
I didn't get
on
to.
This week.
I didn't get through all of it, but the parts I did see were pretty crazy. So I'll have to
pretty
follow
crazy.
Your lead on that.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I guess I have my notes. I guess we can start with at the beginning of the week was the the rope.
The wedding.
Wedding,
yeah.
Which we all it was a wedding that wasn't, but yeah, it was because they got married. The kind of made it a little, put a little twist on things. So I guess I hate that when I remember the stuff more from Friday than I do Monday. But anyway, they had
caught up. So I watched it today. I watched Friday's from last week and then Monday and part of Tuesday today. So it's a little more fresh on my mind, I guess. But yeah,
okay.
I mean,
so
basically, should we start out with the wedding that didn't happen?
We'll start with the wedding and Claire finding out and wanting to expose the
secret.
Yeah, she
reported. Yeah.
Sierra was. Yeah, and Sierra is trying, of course, in the room, trying to talk her out of it. And so, right as Hope and Rafe are going to make their big announcement that they were already married, she comes storming out. There's something I have to tell you. And Sierra's trying to talk, stop her. And Rafe's trying to get Hope away, and it's like, why are we letting this little meaty,
little
mousy, little twit, like, and actually Sierra should have decked her then instead of later, which I put on my, there's a lot to discuss about this whole wedding thing, but the best part of it all was later on when Sierra punched Claire, and I mean
Decker.
She punched her. It wouldn't take much for that little twig to go down anyway, but I'm sorry.
She did sock her.
There's nothing to her. You just tap her and she'd fall over. But I mean, they've kind of
at home, but it was definitely good.
Yeah. They've kind of made
like
Claire going
because Hope smacked Rafe too. It's kind of like mother like daughter.
Oh yeah.
Hope
smacked
Rafe.
Yeah. Yeah, but like Sierra is and I love Sierra. I love Sierra and love
I do too. She's so good. And Trip.
Love Trip.
I love Trip.
And I like her and Trip together. Yeah, and
yes, I do too.
Yes. So, and Claire, they're kind of getting Claire back to the way she was. There for a while,
Yeah.
she was kind of tolerable with Theo,
Yeah.
and she was kind,
And
but
Theo
now
was
she's
too
back to
smart.
her old sneaky ways, and how everybody forgives her. Like later on, when they were, Sierra was talking, or Claire was talking to Hope, and oh, you know, that's okay. You should have told me. And Sierra said, "No, she didn't do it because of you. She did it for attention, and she did it to get back at me." Which is what she did, and Claire knows that's what she did.
Yeah.
So, but
I love it that
anyway.
Sierra's not afraid to call her out on it.
Oh no, no. So, and then so everybody has that same in Salem look, like, oh, you know, when it's Rafe cheated, and oh, everybody's like, I just like looks at everybody's faces, like, what the hell just happened here? Another wedding? Is there? There's, no way. Well, actually, the wedding did go through, so we could say that their wedding did happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that one did happen.
Now, did Julie ever find out that they were already married? Because she's going to be pissed if she hasn't found that out already.
No, I don't think she's found out. Who's well, Jennifer knows because Hope talked to
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Because Hope was about to tell her, and then
right, but
she got
never.
Distracted,
I don't think
she
found out. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she hasn't.
Yeah, because remember, like, Doug said something like, well, the one positive is at least they're not married. They didn't get married.
They're not married. Oh, and speaking of Julie, wasn't she such a bitch? She was so vicious to Gabby, like blaming Gabby
awful.
For Rafe cheating.
Oh, she's
Gabby
awful.
Had nothing to do with it. She was so, yeah, she was
She
awful.
Definitely has a blind
then,
spot there.
She does. I mean, and that's her grandson's girlfriend. I mean, she doesn't even try to be nice to her. She's just, like, so hateful to her. And the whole Hernandez family, and I thought Rafe was one of the good guys, and he's just like the rest of you. And then they're back in the room, and Doug's sitting there, and all of a sudden Doug just says, Julie, stop.
Stop.
She just kept going on and on. I'm there like, hey, Doug. I was ready for Doug to, like, finally, man up, Doug. Tell her to shut the hell up. He didn't tell her to do, you know, but he should.
He was grace. He was nice
stepped
about
in long
it, but...
before. Yeah. You know, I love Julie to death. I love her. And I love the way she plays her. But that's the part of her that just, like, ooh, she can't get past.
Yeah.
It's like, but that's how Julie's. I mean, she's just Julie being Julie. I mean, basically.
Yeah.
I
love that they're back on regularly, and the whole Doug's place.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, they're just the cutest things. I mean, and
they're
just so
cute.
Beautiful. And he's amazing. Doug, I mean,
I
Bill
know.
Hayes, like in his 90s.
They're
I don't know how many,
amazing.
When his 90s
just,
he is, but he looks great.
He does. So,
yeah.
And she looks
so,
wonderful,
now
too.
Back,
I mean, she's quite a bit younger, but.
Yeah.
Yeah,
quite a bit. Yeah, but she looks really.
She looks
really good.
She
I like
looks
the dress that she
too.
Had on.
Yeah, and she's still got her sass.
Yeah, and we haven't talked fashion much, but like some of the dresses on there, I was trying to remember. Julie's looked really was like a pale blue or something that was really nice.
I thought it was green.
I'm trying to remember. Green was it green?
I thought it was like a green.
Oh, I don't know.
Color. I thought it was pretty.
Yeah.
I thought Jennifer's
pretty.
Was awful, but Jennifer's was.
Yeah,
awful.
Well, they always dress.
I
don't
know.
Why
I don't
and Jennifer
it.
Had her hair
oh,
back in a ponytail.
I know, and I hate
you
that.
Had your hair in a ponytail
it looks
for a
terrible
wedding.
That way.
And at your
know,
age,
and what was weird
why
is
are you wearing a ponytail?
When she was in the scenes with Hope at the office trying to console her and stuff, it like her whole hair and face and outfit top blended together. It's just not. I mean, Missy Reeves is such a beautiful woman. I mean, she still looks like she did when she was in her 20s. But it's just she looks so much prettier when her hair's down, or you know, it's just that extreme look sometimes. I don't like that. But I would say she was the least favorite dress. I thought Lonnie looked beautiful. I loved Lonnie's dress. And
oh,
it had
that
low V, but it had the sheer in the middle. It wasn't like open, but it had that low,
low
V.
Right. I think she can wear
open
anything.
In the back. It was really she's so
good.
Pretty. Yeah, it was really pretty.
Yeah, she can
and,
wear anything. Well, what America's Top Model? Yeah,
Gabby
I guess so.
Always, Gabby
always looked. I love that dress that she had on.
Yeah,
dress. Gabby had on. I'm
trying to think what she had on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like a,
so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of, like a shorter type dress. And Hope, did you like her choice of a white pantsuit?
Yeah, the suit. Yeah, I like that.
Kind of a dress. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That was okay. Yeah, that was all right. And
yeah.
Rafe, I mean, honestly, Rafe looked really good. I kind of like the little salt and pepper thing going on. I really like that.
Yeah.
I know you don't like Rafe, but. No,
wait a minute. Well, yeah, what do you think? We have to discuss here. What we're just, okay, with this whole,
breaking
I love the
news.
Whole discussion. Yeah, I love the whole discussion between Rafe and Hope later on when he went after her about the
mm-hmm.
whole cheating
mm-hmm.
thing. How could you
mm-hmm.
do this, blah, 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 blah. And, like, Hope's reasoning, I get it. And the women,
mm-hmm.
a woman is going to say, like Rafe, okay, I'm going to take his side. Because technically, Hope, you
they
broke
up
with him.
Yeah.
You gave
mm-hmm.
him that ring back. No
mm-hmm.
hope for,
and
no,
left
she
him
didn't
with
want
no
him back.
Hope.
We're done.
Literally,
yeah, left
literally
him with
and
no
figuratively.
Hope. Okay.
No hope for Hope.
But, okay, and in his defense,
but
I know it was like the same day.
More than 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think the principle is you'd like to think they would
yeah.
take more than, yeah.
Right, and that's a woman's thinking, like, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Both men, it's done, it's over, I'm on to the next one. But anyway,
well, and he was
I saw
like
Hope.
Really upset, too, anyway.
Right, and he was upset, but to Hope's point, right, she did say, like, oh, what does that tell me about a relationship? Like, when
mm-hmm.
you were broken up, you weren't that broken up, were you? So you must not have been that much in love with me, which she has a point. This is what
yeah.
I would, the most women would think. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't affect you at all, that you could just go.
Right.
And the fact is, it's not that he just slept with any woman. It's that
it
he slept
Sammy.
With Sammy.
Sammy.
That's the
mm-hmm.
big thing, too, yeah. But I still have to say, technically, was that cheating? No, not in a technical
this,
sense.
We're recording
yes.
this and getting ready for you to lower the boom in a good
have,
way.
Shouldn't give him the ring back. But anyway, but she,
right?
But Hope made some good points.
And you were
going to
say something
Rafe,
nice about Rafe.
Yes. Well, that was the nice thing. I'm kind of like on his side. I get where he's coming from.
Yeah.
But then when he says it just like guys to say it just happened. No,
yeah.
It doesn't just happen. And Hope, I love the dialogue, and I loved what Hope said. It just happens. Spilling your drink just happens. A car accident just happens.
Just.
But jumping into bed with somebody on the night, you know, you make a choice, and that was your choice. It doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make the choice to sleep with somebody, or you make the choice to walk out and walk away and not to do it.
Right.
So she did.
That was great dialogue.
It was great dialogue. I love that when she said, just happened. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, spilling a drink just happened, but not sleeping with. But
like
I just kind of like that whole
and
discussion.
Just landed on her.
Yes. And that's, you know, the whole thing with Lonnie and Eli, the same thing.
Oh yeah,
you know,
and that was great.
That,
how
you know,
was great how that stirred up both of their like them watching.
Yeah,
guys watching
right.
what happened there.
It had an effect on everybody.
Yes. Oh yes.
Mhm. And so, did you see that? So Eli's thinking,
yeah.
Oh,
Eli,
gosh, I better come clean. So he does come
yeah.
clean with Gabby. And tells her, and she's all upset, you know. But then the more she thinks about it, but the only thing is, he's still lying to her. Right away, she thinks, wait a minute. So you mean you're
she
the father of Lonnie's
thought.
Baby? Yeah, she immediately went there. And he said, oh,
mm-hmm.
no. He was already pregnant, you know. So he's lying
yeah.
to her.
So
and, of course,
still...
the old classic, oh, we can never keep any more secrets from each other. Like, only secrets, you know. And like, Hope would say the same thing to Rafe. You can't keep secrets. Or we trust you. And in the back, but here's another thing. Rafe was dumb. For not telling Hope himself when he
right.
knew that Sierra, too many people knew, you know, too many people
right.
knew at that point, and he kind of was dumb that way. But anyway,
yeah.
I kind of have to see a little bit on his side.
I like
but.
That he said he lacked the courage to do it. Like, he wanted to say it, you know, like,
yeah.
you know, and
Eli. And the thing is, they didn't want to hurt Hope, and I get that. And Sierra, I get
and
she didn't want to hurt her mother.
I'm telling you, the dialogue. I mean, we've always loved the Coolitons, and I'm not sure who wrote what episodes this week because I didn't look. I know that Mondays wasn't by one of the Coolitons, but what I love too about the dialogue is it's really what people would think. I mean, like when Gabby finds out, she's like, she starts. A woman would naturally start revisiting every conversation she had for the last 6 months with the guy, like. Wait, so that
makes sense now.
Was, you know, after the first time we made love, I find Lonnie's earring on the ground, and for a second I thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Then I felt silly for thinking that, and it's like, turns out that was really happened in the same bed you were in with me. You know, it's like, I mean, you know, it's like the dialogue is really rich. I mean, it's really spot on. With how each person would think of it and how typically and how they would respond.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it.
And Hope was saying, oh, she was such a fool. And she says that just at that time I went afterwards and I went to, like, she went into the, you know, she said Sammy was there or whatever, you know, and it's like,
see, and I didn't see that scene. I didn't even know that had happened.
Yeah. So it's all that kind of thing. But then, of course, then Eli leaves a voicemail on Lonnie's phone saying, you know, I just want a heads up. I told Gabby, I don't know if she'll tell JJ. You might want to tell JJ yourself. So in the meantime, she's having a problem with the baby. I mean, she, you know, was having pains
emergency.
And cramps. And so, yeah, so they had to go. But so far, she has not told JJ. And then Eli's acting all concerned when he finds out about the baby. And JJ's kind of like, what are you so concerned about my baby?
Right.
So, yeah, he's kind of a little bit suspicious. But Lonnie still hasn't told him. So I don't know when that's, you know, of course, you know, that secret or that thing's going to come out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Eli's mama was, you know, she cornered Lonnie outside before the wedding. That didn't happen. And was trying to nail her to the wall for what she's doing. And then Lonnie shot back. What? She's like convincing a man that he's raising his own child when it's somebody else. And she goes, yeah, just like you. Or isn't that what you did or something? Threw it right back at her. And I guess she got physically ill, and so Abe had to take her home. But so there's all that going on, and then of course JJ's still being sweet about the baby and all, and he has no clue. And so you know, somehow it's going to come out. Like, I kept thinking it was going to come out at the hospital, but I don't think it's
or she going
to
have more problems.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Or they do a sonogram and it wasn't as far along, or it was, you know. Because he makes little comments, and he's trying to be a great, you know, great father and, you know, future husband.
He's a little bit over
like,
the top, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit.
They're emphasizing it a little bit too
guys
much.
Like that.
But he's
saying,
shouldn't you be showing, he goes, when do you start wearing maternity clothes, you know?
Shouldn't you be a little further along?
Yeah.
Showing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But he's still like, you're caught in the heads of lights. He doesn't have any idea yet. So, I mean, the sad thing is, it's like, Eli really does love Gabby, and Lonnie really does love JJ. And so what's going to probably happen is, like, okay, so Eli is going to, on this lie, Eli's going to be like, well, the baby's technically not mine because I basically gave it to Gabby Lonnie to raise with JJ, you know. So he's going to get caught up in that. But boy, after that big reveal, he should have just gone all the way through. Because, you know, I think he's afraid. He's probably thinking, well, one, he's going to use the excuse that he was trying to protect Lonnie. And then, of course, that's going to piss Gabby off, too, because it's like, oh, so you cared more about her than you know, me. And then, plus, it's like, how's Gabby going to feel? He knows that he's being a shitty father, you know, like, to not stand up for his own child. So even though there's weird dynamics with JJ being suicidal not that long ago and stuff. But he knows he's being a dog. He knows that he's not owning up to his responsibilities and stuff. And so it's like, what is Gabby going to think of him when she finds out that he was like, yeah, sure, another guy can raise my kid. Who cares? You know, like when she realizes that he couldn't even stand up for her, for his own child, when, you know, Gabby had Will and Sonny wanting to raise Ariana with her and stuff. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. That whole dynamic's going to be interesting too. And believe me, I still love Eli, but it's going to be tricky. Very tricky.
Oh, yeah.
And what's good, and it's what's going to, you know, it's like, oh, I don't know. It's good, though. I mean, even though I didn't get quite through the week, it's so good.
Yeah.
Every episode is just.
And the other thing now, come on Friday, is now we're going to the DID storyline, you know, the dissociative identity disorder Abigail.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was like getting my head was spinning. I'm there. This is some crazy shit here. This is,
but
I'm
Jen,
trying to keep
this
whole
Jen
thing straight.
Well, I'm glad Jen tipped us off last time that last character from the week before was her second alter. It was her I don't remember. When Jen comes on, she can explain it again. But basically, the one who controls the other two or knows whatever.
Oh, that's Dr.
Yeah,
Laura.
No, Laura. Dr.
The
Laura.
Gatekeeper.
Yeah, Laura.
Yeah, well,
she came out.
Yeah, the way she came out this week, she didn't come out. She didn't come out. Yeah, Well, she was the one that kind of come out when Chad, I guess, coming in, where she had to pretend that she was Abigail instead of Gabby. But she's the one that controls who comes out, you know. And like Abigail's the host. This is my understanding, if I'm wrong. Abigail's the host. And she created Gabby because of a traumatic experience because she – oh, well, she's the one that told – well, first of all, how it started was Stefan confronted Gabby. And he was trying to tell Gabby, you are not the real Gabby Hernandez. Oh, yes, I am, Sam. No, look, here, she showed her a picture. He said, I planted evidence that she's going to go to jail and you're not the Gabby. And what he did was he ripped off her wig and she gets all emotional. Like, oh, you know, he said, see, look, you're not Gabby, you're Abigail. And then all of a sudden she gets that headache. Every time she changes, she gets that, looks like she's getting this bad headache. And she turns around and she gets this whole other demeanor. She puts her hair back and she finds these there's glasses on the bed. And she puts her glasses on. No, I'm not Abigail. I'm Laura, Dr. Laura. And then he looks at her like, he looks like, oh my God, what am I doing myself? You know? And then she explains to him that she is the gatekeeper and she controls Abigail and Gabby and who comes out or whatever. And
so she explains that to Stefan?
She explains that to Stefan as Dr. Laura. Yeah. She's Dr. Laura now.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And he said about Gabby killed Andre, and she said, oh, no, no, no. Abigail killed Andre, not Gabby. Gabby came out after Abigail. More or less, she created Gabby because she could not deal with what she did.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see how Abigail, what went down with Andre and Abigail and what led to her. See, we always thought that it was like Gabby. I thought that Gabby was the one that came in, the personality. That personality was already there. And it was Gabby that killed Andre. What she's saying, it was Abigail that killed him. She created Gabby because she had just talked to Gabby. And Abigail is more meek and mild, where she knows Gabby has this sass and Gabby's more, you know, so she created this Gabby saying that Gabby killed her because she could not deal with what she did. So we have
Very
to wonder, like, why did Abigail kill Andre? How did, why, what went down there? Exactly what happened? So... Anyway, then that's how she explained that, and she said controls like when Gabby comes out or when Abigail comes out. So that was very interesting, and the way she was going, it's like I had to rewind it and listen to it a couple of times because it's like even it's like even Tyler Christopher was like, well, like he was kind of like trying to grasp all this information.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting and very like, I don't know. And of course, then you see
just
Abigail coming back in. But don't you find, this is what I find interesting. Chad is never around. How come Chad has never run into Gabby? He almost did, but he just never seems to be around when Gabby's in her Gabby mode or whatever. But Stefan is always around when Gabby's there. So it's just odd.
I bet you it's Abigail and Dr. Laura that he sees, but he hasn't figured out it was Dr. Laura because he doesn't know about the DID, Chad.
Right,
Dr. Laura is controlling that and knows that.
Right.
It's almost like symbolic of she can share all of herself with Stefan, but she can't with Chad or something.
Yeah.
Because Stefan's trying to figure this all out. He's been reading the book, Kimberly's book, and so he's kind of like, he's figuring it all. He's trying to help figure it all out and how to deal with her when she's in these other personalities. And so, but doesn't something happen where Abigail doesn't remember something that Chad, she was there with Chad for, and she just doesn't remember it at all? And I was wondering,
where
did
the time lapse?
Because you think
she's losing time.
Okay, but she didn't.
These big gaps in time when she's Gabby.
Yeah. Right. And
so she doesn't remember.
And Dr. Laura wasn't there. It was Abigail. So Dr. Laura would have remembered because she knows what everything what's going on. But when it's just Abigail, Abigail doesn't remember when she's Dr. Laura and when she's Gabby. Oh, this is. Whew.
Yeah, Abigail has no memory of, has no recollection of Dr. Laura or Gabby.
Right.
And
right.
But Dr. Laura knows everything about Gabby and Abby. And Gabby doesn't know about. Yes. And Gabby doesn't
either
know about Abigail or Dr. Yes, either of them either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm there. Okay. This is a little great. So in the meantime, Stefan, of course, is plants the coat in the urn, top of the lid of the urn in Ariana's bag. And wouldn't you know it, another stupid thing, there is Gabby. She opens the thing in an open public square, and she has it out for anybody to see. And it's like, come on, Gabby, don't be so stupid. But anyway, they get a tip. Of course, it's Stefan that puts the tip, gives to Trask. There's a tip that Gabby's acting strange in the square, so she sends Lonnie instead of Eli. Okay, and Lonnie catches Gabby right as she's going to throw it in the dumpster. They arrest her. Justin can't get her bail, so she's going to be going to jail.
Oh, dear.
So we have all that drama going on. So, so that's what's going on there. So, and let's see.
How's Gabby?
Okay, before
get out of that?
Before I bring Jen on, we'll discuss some. I think there's the whole how it ended Friday with the wedding. Eve and Brady decide to get married.
I can't believe.
Yeah.
It. I hope she's in on it. Do you think she is?
Oh, well, wait
a
minute. You have to
know.
Okay,
go ahead.
There's a big surprise at the end that I didn't see coming.
Okay.
Other people said they saw it coming,
but
they're like, you know, she's acting real sweet with Tate and he gets the fever. They were going to go off to Vegas together, but then Brady says, let's just get married here. We'll just do it at the house. It's crazy, but let's get married, you know. And he's still, I think Brady is playing her, of course, but I think truly he's falling for her because he looks like he has regret. And Eve is just falling for all this. And I'm thinking, but you know what? I think Eve is smarter than this. I think she's playing. She's playing Brady, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're both playing each other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she agrees to it. They bring everybody together. And so everybody.
They get a marriage certificate in between all that?
I don't know, but they're at the mansion. And they're going to get married. And they're saying the vows. And Brady says the vows. I take you for better or for worse. I think Justin was the one doing it. I can't even remember that. But anyway, Brady's there. I love you, honor you, a bit, all that stuff. And then they said to Eve, now, Eve, repeat after me, blah, 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 blah. And she looks at him. She said, I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on earth. And And that pan, that was it. That was the end. And like Brady's there. So I don't know what's coming. Yeah, so they didn't get married, and so I guess is she playing him or what's going on? I don't know what the rest of that's going to be about. But, of course, Victor, and then there were some scenes with Victor and Maggie. He begs her to come back, gives her a rose. She's almost caving. She loves him. She says, did you tell Eve what you and Brady are planning? He said no, and, well, until he does that, she's not coming home. So, but I heard spoilers that they do get back together eventually, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey, you mean Victor and Maggie?
Yeah. They eventually get back together.
Yeah.
But, so, okay. I think I'm going to bring, I'm going to bring Jen on.
Yeah.
She has to say.
Hi, ladies.
Hello?
She can be the DID splainer.
How did I explain that, Jen? If you want to add to that or what,
You did really
about
good.
About Dr. Laura?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So
the
only part I was confused on was who is the actual host?
The host is Abby.
Abby,
the real
person. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Dr. Laura is a gatekeeper.
A gatekeeper. That was the word I could. Okay. Yeah, Marianne, you did a good job on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
She controls both of them.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Dr. Laura. If there's a problem,
and
she knows how
happened,
to go from one to the other.
And the break happened with her interaction with Andre.
Okay.
Yeah. So then why did Abigail dress up as Gabby and go back if he was already dead? I don't know. Oh, that's weird. I don't know.
Because it was.
What did you get
before?
Because what?
Because Gabby was Gabby kill him.
I gotcha. Yes, yes. So then she was trying to manifest that because Abigail didn't. By then she had broken, so Gabby didn't know that he was dead because she wasn't there. Okay, gotcha. It was kind of funny. I was reading the synopsis on the DirecTV for the show. And it said, in the first sentence, it said Gabby, like G-A-B-I. And then later it says something about G-A-B-B-Y. And you know how we say Gabigail? They're calling it G-A-B-B-Y is the faux Gabby.
Yes, I like Gabigail better.
I did too, but I thought it was funny Gabby. That DirecTV had Gabby and Gabby. But that was cute. I was like, oh, that's funny. But Gabigail.
Yeah, they use
like
Gabby and Gabby. But I've seen I think people on Twitter and out in social media started the Gabigail.
Gabigail.
Yeah, they did.
I like
that. Yeah, I think that's
who
good.
Did?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the Gabigail too.
Yeah, I like the
All right.
Gabigail.
But here is the thing. The gatekeeper will do anything to protect the host, whether it be illegal or legal.
Oh.
The gatekeeper
the
will protect the host if need be.
Okay.
Like, for instance,
so somebody's getting too close to the truth.
Yeah, like on one life, Jean Randolph, Vicky's alter, tried to blow Dorian up.
Okay. So if somebody gets too close, like she would even kill Chad if Chad would get to the truth of finding out. Yeah.
If to protect Abigail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like how she turned into – actually, I like the look of Dr. Laura with the glasses.
Yep.
And the hair pulled back. I like her, that look.
Yeah.
But did you see the promos for next week? I mean, Teo's back as Andre in a sequence of – yeah, trying to get
– cool.
Gab or – yeah. And did you see she was standing there in the yellow dress?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was like afterwards, but she didn't have the Gabby wig on. She had that yellow dress on, and even I like how Chad is questioning her. Why you're? Oh, I like these new clothes you're wearing from Gabby Chic. And then Abby can't comprehend. Like, what do you mean? I'm not wearing these clothes. Yeah. But Chad's not catching on to that at all.
That was the one dress I did not like at all.
No. I don't like that coat either.
No.
I don't know.
Yuck.
Well, yeah, that whole outfit.
I think they did that on purpose because Gabby made a point of saying,
because it's a distinctive coat.
Something I picked up at a yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still ugly.
Yeah. So what do you think happened between Abigail and Andre that made Abigail, because it's not Gabby the crazy one, I mean, her alter that did it. It was actually Abigail, according to what Dr. Laura said.
I think Abigail found out what Andre was up to with Vivian.
Right. What you mean from the beginning, given...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And that may have set her off.
Yeah. Because in that way Dr. Laura explained it, once Abigail couldn't deal with what happened and what she did, so she created Gabby.
Yes.
To take to deal with it. Okay. This should be interesting.
Oh yes. Yeah, I think Tyler Christopher is doing an excellent job in this one.
Yeah,
I
have to admit,
won,
I do like him.
He's won me over now.
Yeah.
He's won me over now, somewhat.
And it just, at first I was like I was upset because he came back.
He's such a jerk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they brought him back, and it was like, okay, here we go. They take an old, and they bring this young guy back on. So why did they get rid of him? But they didn't, the thing is, it would have been great to have Chad, Stefan, and Andre in this.
Oh, yeah.
They could have done that storyline,
yep.
And Andre could
yep.
have been helping make
absolutely.
Some other kind of, they didn't have to kill Andre, or, they could have had him even, do whatever she did and put him in a coma. And
yep.
having her alter could have come out that way, and then he could have recovered. That whole relationship there could have been, there's just so much they could have done with the three brothers.
I know.
Yeah. It's like, I know. And with Kate. You know?
Yeah, but you know what?
They also knocked that relationship apart, too.
Yep.
So.
Which pissed me off.
You know what, though? If Kate meets Dr. Laura, there's going to be problems.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Remember what Kate did to Laura.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh.
I heard that Jamie Lynn Barr's supposed to come back for a little bit, too. I heard. As Laura.
Cool. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I like the way they're using how they're using people. I've said this before, but how they're bringing people back, not for an extended period of time, but it's not just for them to come in and go away. It's part of the story, and it's part of it. They get integrated very quickly in the story, and then they might be gone in 10 days or, three or four episodes, but they're giving substance. It's adding substance plus texture to the stories and history and all that. So I love that. I love it. Yeah. I used to kind of roll my eyes when they would just bring people back, for a little bit. But I like the way they're doing that, the way they're doing it. I do think they're doing a good job on that. Because they're not sacrificing those returns with, I guess because I feel like there's more balance, although Kate was only on once this week, I think, which that's not balanced to me. But I think I think because the show seems more balanced and so entertaining that you don't feel like you're being deprived if somebody you didn't particularly like comes back for a while. It's because it's story driven, it's character driven, as part of the story, in a way that, is not, instead of, you're not feeling like it's stunt casting. In other words, it has more of a integral part of the umbrella story feeling or whatever. I don't know. Does that make sense? I guess
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So I want to see a scene between Tyler Christopher and Stephen Nichols.
Because
they are awesome together.
Because he was a cast, right? You're talking about the General Hospital?
Yep. They were really good together.
Uh-huh.
And they both slept with Catherine, who is Kayla on Days.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all those crossover characters or, yeah, actors on different shows, yeah. So what did you think of Hope and the Rafe Rope wedding or the whole?
I am so glad Sierra ducked that little twit.
I think everybody loved that. Oh God, that was the best part. Best part
of
the wedding.
Here's my question. When Claire was trying to get a one-way ticket to Cape Town, I was going to say, raise of hands of who would buy that for her right now.
Yep.
Oh,
one-way
yeah.
Ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, she was definitely being selfish for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. But yet Hope forgave her and Hope and understood that, and Sierra was really upset about that. Yeah. You know,
I'm
not get away with that. Why are you there? So
I'm just glad Hope's not mad at Sierra, because it was on Rafe to tell.
Right. Right. Yeah, and she was. I said she better not blame Sierra for that. I think she understood that Sierra was trying to protect her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win the face of the whatever now?
Oh, yeah. Did you see Sierra look over here? Yeah, I knew she was going to get in there. Probably Sierra.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm thinking for sure. Yeah.
I really
because Claire thinks she
really
has
liked
it. The
I really think they did a great job with casting. At first, I wasn't sure, but I really liked the way she's playing.
Too bad they couldn't find her in the first place. She
I know.
Been great to bring
I
on in the first place. Where was she?
She kind of grew on me a little bit, but I, you know, it's a shame that they didn't find her. Right. She would have been a perfect.
Yeah.
You know, if Lauren Bowles had to be gone, you know, had to be recast, this Sierra is much more in the spirit of, you know, and she's not, the cool thing is that she's not a complete, like, she's not a caricature. I mean, it does have her soft and sweet side, you know, but she just
mm-hmm.
also has that spunk that the old Sierra had, you know, and so,
right.
And I like it because she's not just always piss and vinegar, you know, she also has that soft side, like when she was talking to Rafe when he came over, and, you know, she was being really sweet to him, you know, and it's like, I have to apologize to you because, you know, I didn't tell Claire, but she overheard, and I shouldn't have told Tripp, but he promised he wouldn't say anything, and I was really drunk or really hungover, and, you know, and he's like, it's okay, and I'm glad that Rafe was mature about it, because he, you know, nobody should be blaming the kid for that, you know. But,
no.
So that was good. But I thought they kind of have a sweet relationship, so I don't know. But anyway.
Oh, what do you think of Jen and Eric?
Think of what?
Jen and Eric.
Oh, yeah. Jen and Eric
fight.
Fight.
Hot. That
yeah.
fight was hot. They should have, like, ended
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I forgot about
that.
Yeah, that's
hot,
we didn't
hot,
cover.
Hot
yeah.
smokiness there. Yeah, they should have. They should. I think
cute. They were like
the
back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He said, "Are we having
like
our first?"
Standing.
One of them said, "Are
Basically,
we having our?"
Oh, that was adorable. That was Eric.
Are we
like,
having our first
Jen,
fight?
Jen was like,
"Start made her
like,
laugh."
Sammy's Sammy's the devil, and it's like, well, she is my twin sister. You know, I am in the room. you know, he didn't say that, but I felt like she was just going off like.
Wait, we are
this,
talking
you know?
About Sammy here. You know. So yeah, that was cute. And then she says, "Well, I guess so. Would you want to fight anymore?" "No, I don't want to fight anymore." And it's like, yeah. So.
Then
I do
he
like
took
them
a page
together.
Out of the Hoochie Handbook, page of the Hoochie Handbook, and said, "I don't mind fighting." Because, or was she the one that said it, or did he about the makeup?
About making
the
up,
kissing him. Yeah. Because then it
the
follows
up.
The make it kiss. Kissing and making up or something. I was like, Hoochie
mm-hmm.
Handbook, Chapter 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that was, actually, that was Tony and Anna. All they did was fight.
Yep.
They fought, made up.
Yeah,
fought, made
exactly.
up. That was their foreplay, was fighting, basically. all the time.
So, yeah, I like the way
that was Demira Foreplay.
I like the way they, I like the way they,
What did you think about Eve and Brady?
Thank God.
Yes.
I want Eve to take him down so bad.
Yeah. Brady is always so clueless, you know. I said, I know Eve's smarter than this. There's just like no way she's falling for him. For this, you know.
She's not,
and Victor and Maggie are
that
cute.
She has the power, and so she's not dumb
either.
It's like, okay, fool, you're just going to hurry up and marry me because why? Oh, yeah, you want control of the company. Duh, you know? But he keeps telling grandfather, I got this all under control. And the thing of it is, when she pulls the carpet out from under, rug out from under him, he's going to be probably devastated because he's actually probably falling for her.
I think he's probably falling for her.
Yeah. And she's not going to believe him, you know? And then I wonder if Victor's going to think Maggie, I wonder if they're going to think that Maggie dimed him out.
Yeah.
Because she was so defensive of Eve, you know, so defensive for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. And you know who I really like Sunny with, and I know it's not going to happen? Gabby.
Oh, I always thought Sunny and Gabby were, you know, if Sunny wasn't gay.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
They would be good together. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like.
But then we had some scenes with Paul and Sunny again, kind of. Kind of, they both made Paul more or less pointed out, you know, you could have had me.
Yep.
But you didn't want me.
You
wanted Will, and Will didn't want you. So now you don't have anybody.
Yep. That was good.
Yeah.
And I like seeing Justin, of course.
Oh yeah, we haven't seen Adrian for a while though.
Where is she?
Yeah.
I know.
A long time.
I guess they tried to rest the character a little bit since she had double duty there for a while. They probably don't want to overexpose too much, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And how come Lucas isn't at the wedding?
Yeah, Lucas should have been there. Who else? There's some other ones.
Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of people that weren't, actually. But
yeah.
So,
well, they explained why Maggie wasn't there. She just wasn't happy. She told Julie she just couldn't be there. But other than that, there's always somebody missing at some event for some reason or another. You know, they're not there. So, did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
Oh, I was going to mention, I think last week I mentioned that they were going to start showing the Bravo was going to start playing the older episodes starting in 2011, I think it was. So I haven't gone back and watched any of them but I recorded them for the week. Well, I missed Mondays because I forgot to set it, but I think I got Tuesdays through Fridays, but I haven't even managed to watch the shows that are airing right now, but I thought that was kind of cool. I wish they had gone back further in a way.
Yeah.
I think they picked a time when they were transitioning to those writers that lasted for 6 months and, you know, and they screwed over Ian, you know, the powers that be screwed over Ian McAllister and sent him off. So I don't know. I mean, I think they were doing it as that was when they did the reboot, the big reboot, and then they had the Horton Town Square and all that set up. So I guess that's okay time, but it's kind of an awkward time in terms of the writing and the history because there's, I don't know. But anyway, but I thought it was neat that I kind of wondered why, you know, one of NBC's other affiliates didn't, you know, or other properties didn't pick them up a long time ago to do that. I really wish they would have whatever they have saved. If they've got all of them back to 65, would be great. And you could just
binge watch
you know,
from 65 to, can you imagine?
Well, you know, the there's a lot of episodes that would be awful during that, but it would be fun to, like, pick and choose, you know, like, hit and miss kind of watch, you know, like, the early history of Julie and Doug and, you know, Matt, you know.
Yeah,
or
for people that have
Addie
never seen it back,
and,
yeah, that only just came in
the
last 10
years. I guess I was thinking that, you know, when General Hospital had their 50th, and they did those couple weekends, this was before SoapNet went away, I guess, right? And SoapNet played, like, all weekend, like a marathon for, like, 3 days or whatever. I have to admit, I was mesmerized, because I used to watch General Hospital back in the day, and then I came back a few times, like, when Teo came back, and when Ian went back, I watched for, you know, for a while. So I kind of helped always have, like, half a foot still in there from the 80s. So I just, like, I ate that up. I mean, I think the whole weekend, I think for 2 weekends in a row, that's all I watched, just the GH, because it was so fascinating to watch it, you know. And they didn't play every episode, of course, but they picked a lot of the highlights, and I missed some of it. I don't think I saw every episode that they aired, but I thought it was neat that, you know, that they picked kind of highlights from those years. But
yeah.
I thought it was fascinating. It was really a lot of fun to, like, watch that and watch how the style of the show when it was black and white and, you know, all that. I don't know. I just thought that was really neat. So I think people would enjoy, even not necessarily watching them day by day and all that, but, like, to be, have the ability to say, you know, the Tony and Anna period was really fun in the 80s. I want to watch those episodes and stuff. And then you can look at the episode guides and see what characters are involved and just watch those episodes, you know?
Definitely.
Or you could even, and you could even fast forward through the parts you don't want to watch, you know? But I think that would be a gold, you know, somehow a gold mine if they could make it to where, you know, maybe it's just advertising on there, or maybe you subscribe or pay a little bit for, you know, I don't know. I just think that would be neat.
You know, even put it on the NBC app, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because they have a few, do they have a few years worth on the app? It seems like, because I feel like they had season 50-something or other. I don't know. Anyway, I think that would be cool. I know it would take a lot for them to convert all that stuff, but I think it would be neat. They did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm just happy they got.
It's a start.
Good news, because that was late. I'm just happy they got renewed for another year.
Me too.
I know. That was wonderful news.
And that was late this year. We kept wondering, when are they going to make, because it's usually, sometimes it's not the end of February. Like, they were getting down to the point where they, you know, they're getting renewed in September, and they're getting more days as writing right around that time. And they're not going to want to write unless they're renewed.
Mm-hmm.
No. So you get another year.
Thank goodness. I mean, I can think of a lot of other seasons where they would have been honestly almost justified in canceling it, but not now. Not now.
They shouldn't now. No, there was
elephant year? I probably would have helped them cancel at that time. But, you know, no, not really. I wouldn't want it to be canceled. But there are a few seasons where in the last 10 years where I would have been like, you know, maybe we have seen what we're going to see. But no, but it, of course, I would never want it to get canceled, of course. But there definitely were better seasons than others. So I would say this is probably been the best, with a few exceptions of isolated umbrella storylines. Like, I love the Cammy stuff. I've mentioned that before. The Cammy story, you know, Gabby, Sammy, Kate, and Sammy and Kate taking over and all that. That was awesome. And that was under Tomlin. Probably one of the few things that I really liked. And I liked some other things. But definitely as far as consistency and keeping your attention even with characters you're not normally that engaged with, keeping your interest, you know, in the story and the pace of the show and everything, I think it's the best it's been in years as far as that goes. And balance.
Yeah, it's definitely, the writing is definitely better.
With the exception of, like I said last week, with the exception of killing off one of our favorite characters right now. But
biggest mistake they ever made.
But see, that's why I think that in the end, now that they're renewed,
maybe they'll be rethinking the whole Tony.
That's,
maybe to see it, because
that's
what
we're hoping.
Just, because that would
Tony.
Be even more compelling almost to have Tony come
they
back.
They need
from
another
the dead
Demira
and,
in there.
And
yes,
have
brother,
him challenge.
So to, yes.
Just when
yes.
Stefan's feeling comfortable and like he's got everything going on, you know, he's got
right.
the world at his fingertips and Chad, he's got Chad in check or whatever, which shouldn't be hard, to be honest. But
I want a Tony with another
can,
Tony with more of an
Chad
edge, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All that he's gone
more,
through.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
kind of more like an
definitely.
Andre. Not exactly
definitely.
Like Andre, but just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Andre
so.
Without all the murders on his
yeah
letter.
Yeah, and maybe
no,
Kate would fall for
I,
Andre. I mean, Kate would fall
oh,
for Tony too.
I would
too,
love
you know.
That. Oh my gosh,
they could
I would
do
love
that,
that
again.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that would be, and that would be a whole different relationship. That's the thing. That would be a whole different history,
right.
a whole different dynamic. You know, and I mean, and Tony was mm-hmm. kind of friends with Kate at one point, because remember when, was it when he came back? I'm trying to think now. When he married
was it
Anna
Tony
for
or was
the
it
second
Andre?
Time.
Yeah, I know.
Oh shoot, I can't remember now. Jeez. But yeah, I think that they definitely, you know, I mean, they could definitely make that work, and I would buy it. I'd believe it. So.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Oh, we believe anything. They can do it if they want.
Absolutely.
People will believe anything on it. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
if the map was on Bart's back to find Tony on an isolated island in 2007, we'll buy anything, basically.
We'll buy anything at this point after some of those storylines.
I would love for them to bring Bart back, too. But
Bart back, yes.
But,
Bart by your back.
But,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he was more with, wasn't he more for Andre? I don't know, getting off on this. But
yeah, I guess he was
anyway,
Andre Baugh.
Lots of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of fun stuff.
So. Well, lots to look forward to. So. Okay.
Yes. All righty.
Okay, well, thanks,
well,
everyone. Until next week. See what happens this week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, guys.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.